Tom and His Treasure Chest. Howard Pyle. When we think of pirates, we think of buried treasure and of a map that tells us where the treasure can be found, if only we can understand the map. Although we like to read pirate stories, we probably should dislike very much to come upon pirates at night along a lonely ocean shore. But that is what happened to Tom Kist in his story, taken from Howard Pyle's famous Book of Pirates. Tom Trails the Pirates. Tom Trails the Pirates. There had been a thunderstorm that afternoon, and Tom had gone down the beach to bail out the boat in readiness for the morning's fishing. It was full moonlight now, as he was returning, and the night sky was full of floating clouds. Now and then there was a dull flash to the westward, and once a muttering growl of thunder, promising another storm to come. All that day the pirate ship had been lying just off the shore back of the caves, and now Tom Kist could see the sails glimmering in the moonlight, spread for drying after the storm. He was walking up the shore homeward when he became aware that at some distance ahead of him there was a ship's boat drawn up on the little narrow beach, and a group of men clustered about it. He hurried forward with a good deal of curiosity to see who had landed, but it was not until he had come close to them that he could distinguish who and what they were. Then he knew that it must be a party who had come off the pirate ship. They had evidently just landed, and two men were lifting out a chest from the boat. One of them was a Negro, naked to the waist, and the other was a white man in his shirt sleeves, wearing petticoat breeches, a hunting cap upon his head, a red bandana handkerchief around his neck, and gold earrings in his ears. He had a long plaited queue hanging down his back, and a great knife dangling from his side.